The soda, however, soda will be a classic.
Yeah, because I'm Bill.
And I'm Abby.
And these are some of the sodas we like.
Woo!
Woo!
I say it literally says classic on it, which is why I said that.
Shit.
Yeah. I wasn't just blowing smoke.
That's my job.
Okay. It's kind of a sticky bottle.
Yeah.
It's kind of sticky, and that's weird.
Yeah. This is one of the Australian Bevs.
Yep.
So it's been around for a bit.
Ah.
But it has the distinct disadvantage of not fitting in the cabinet where I keep all the other ones. So it's been sitting on top of the cupboards.
Oh, so...
above the stove.
Got it. Yep. That would be cooking oil sticky then.
Yep.
Sweet. That's totally normal sticky and not at all... yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So by comparison to last week's episode, this is fresh as a daisy. It's not 124 years old.
Bill, it wasn't 124 years old.
You sure?
I don't know.
You want to do the math on that?
It was expired by... 4 months, though, so there you go.
Really?
5 months.
Oh, yeah, I did buy that one significantly before
I
bought the others.
Yeah, it expired 5 months ago, so.
What a delight. I should probably check the others. No, I bought that a few months before I bought the other two.
Fair.
Yeah.
All right, so what have we here?
We have an entire cascade of flavors from Cascade Beverages.
Oh, my gosh.
We have sarsaparilla.
Yeah! Have we done a sarsaparilla?
I don't think you and I have.
Yeah, I don't think I have.
Have you had sarsaparilla?
I've had, I mean, whatever they call sarsaparilla at the Ren Fair.
Oh, no, that's sassafras.
Yep, that's sassafras. I remember that now.
I forget the difference between sarsaparilla and root beer. They're very close, but sassafras is definitely just
root beer with licorice.
Yeah, anise. It's fine.
It's fine because it's not very noticeable, but... ugh.
It's one of those things anise. That you can drink a bunch of to get used to anise.
Yeah.
And that makes things a lot
I won't be used to
do
anise.
That or just drink some straight absinthe and then nothing else will taste like strong anise again.
I have done literally all of these things and I still hate anise.
You hear that, Anise? Abby's coming for you.
Yeah. Get ready, Anise!
Would it help or hurt if it was Abyss? Because then I would have your name in it.
Well, it's already really close to my sister's name.
Right. So Abyss would be, like,
Abyss,
close to
well,
both.
Well, yeah, but I mean, an Abyss is a,
it's a real deep hole. That's abyss.
Yeah, that's abyss. I was going to say an abbess lives in an abbey.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. How can a really deep hole live in an abbey? Anyway, let's crack this greasy bottle open.
Yeah, greasy bottle! Ooh. Can he do it? Yes, he can!
It's pretty rhythmical.
Yeah, that was nice.
Oh, that's a nice blue in there. That's fun.
We got this Australian Bev.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to do it. Did we rinse the glasses?
Yep.
Okay.
I snuck away and did this.
Well, we brought the glasses back that this time, so that's good.
Yeah. I can smell it.
I cannot smell it yet.
I can super smell it.
Well, you're closer than I am.
Sarsaparilla is pretty close to...
oh, now I can smell it.
I think this contains wheat.
It does. It does say that it contains wheat.
Yeah. Why did I touch that again?
I don't know why. Because, I mean, maybe it's in the flavor. Because it just says carbonated water, sugar, wildly... flavor, color, food acid, and preservative.
Why would you fucking bother listing any of that?
Yeah. Food acid? What does that mean? Oh, hey, if you touch it on the side, it's not greasy. Oh. It's just where the... We couldn't tell because there was stuff in the bottle, but just don't touch the neck.
Yeah. Greasy, greasy necks.
Classic premium refreshment. The finest quality ingredients.
I got good news for you, Abby.
No!
I think I figured out what one of the flavors is.
No!
Oh, that's strong. I knew there was a reason I kept getting sassafras and sarsaparilla mixed up.
God damn it! No! I hate it already!
I think sassafras might be the point between root beer and sarsaparilla.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking of it.
God, it's just anise!
We record these in batches, and we've captured two of Abby's favorite flavors on this great wide earth.
Well, the last one barely.
Yeah, but I still know your ginger feelings. Don't worry, I also have an Australian ginger beer. And I have another Australian sarsaparilla.
Great! I'm super excited!
I'm pretty excited. This smells great.
God damn. Oh, this sucks. Okay.
Oh, it feels so good for this not to be me.
it's gross. Oh, I hate it.
Do you wanna keep sniffing it?
No, I don't. I need to get this in my belly so I can forget about it.
That wasn't even a good clink.
No, it wasn't. It doesn't fucking deserve that. Doesn't deserve a good clink.
Oh, no.
Oh, and Bill's fucking spilling it.
Now I'm going to smell like it for the rest of the night.
No! Okay. Whew.
All right. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, no. Oh, God. All right. I got to...
That's weird. I know exactly what it tastes like, but if I tell you, it's going to make you way less pumped up.
I'm really not pumped up at all. I'm just...
I know, okay. But I'm going to somehow make you even less.
God, all right.
Do you want a preview of what you're going for?
No.
Okay.
I'm going in blind. Well, I'm not going... You know what I mean.
You take a sip and tell me what you think it tastes exactly like, and
oh, God, I can smell it on my hands. Okay.
Oh, yeah, my hand's wet.
No.
You can see it.
Oh, God, no. All right, it's going in my mouth now.
It doesn't.
Oh, I hate licorice. Black licorice is the worst.
This isn't super licorice-y.
It tastes like fucking anise! Which tastes like licorice.
The anise flavor lessens as you drink. Like the other flavors
More.
So, what do you think that I think this tastes exactly like? At least the first sip.
My sudden and untimely demise.
No, I was thinking of a real thing. Actually, I don't know if anybody's ever done this, but...
I don't know. What?
Like a little black licorice bite inside of a slightly larger chocolate bar.
Okay.
Like the chocolate's not super prevalent, but it's there.
Yeah.
Because all the other flavor is overpowering it.
Yep. Yeah, I can see that.
But it's also dulling
I
the
will
anise
say,
a lot, too.
It is a very smooth bev.
Oh, it's so fucking
smooth. It's super smooth.
Yeah.
It is a very high level of drinkability, except for the taste that, or fact that it tastes like fucking anise!
I like it.
I don't.
That was apparent.
Neither of us are parents.
AnnBetter.org is my son.
Ooh, God.
You ever just get fucked up and give birth to a website? This episode brought to you by Squarespace.
And Frollo gave Quasimodo gave the child a name, a cruel name that means half-formed. AnnBetter.org.
Squarespace. Yeah. Get fucked up and birth a website.
Oh, well, don't use that one, Squarespace. Don't do it.
Squarespace's site building technology is so easy to use that you'll be shocked at what you made 9 months ago when you were drunk.
Woof. That last drink, that last bit of the glass was tolerable.
Yeah, the amount of anise in the flavor...
Yep, decreases.
Like, steadily. To the point where I kind of wish I had the whole bottle to see what fucking happens.
Yep, that's fair. Ugh.
I need more of this. Yeah, it's time to bring more of this.
So, let's see. Now I have to rate it.
Uh-huh.
And think of an analogy.
Yep.
Because that's what we do on this show.
Mm-hmm.
The consummate professionals that we are. We are always timely with our reviews. We never dawdle or dilly-dally.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely never try and buy time while using a head massager. And just staring off into the distance while speaking idly.
Yeah.
That would be rude to our listeners.
Yeah. That would be super rude. I'm trying to land on an analogy.
I've got a few
percolating around. It's really hard to pin down because this is episode 121 and I've never had a soda that tasted quite like this.
Yeah. I mean, it's not my 121, but it's...
Yeah.
Actually... It's a good question. What episode did I start on?
You've got at least 30 in the bank.
It's like 82?
Somewhere in there, yeah. So yeah, closer to 40.
Holy
nice
shit.
Nice work.
Yeah! Heyo! That was a high five.
It feels like just 40 weeks ago. It's got to be closer to 30, because that was like early summer when you started, isn't it?
I don't remember. Did I live over here yet? No. So, yeah. Must have been early summer.
Yeah.
Let's see. I have a topical analogy.
Yeah. Go for it.
This is not... Does not actually... And you're going to have to go with me a little bit here, because it's not... My opinion on it, but it is what I perceive others' opinions to be. This was The Last Jedi.
Okay.
I personally liked that movie.
Yeah, I did too.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah. I don't go to Star Wars movies
anything
but fun, really.
It gets better the more times you see it because there's a lot of stuff to pick up on.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
Yeah.
But
unless you're somebody that just likes getting angry. In which case...
Good luck, buddy.
I literally can't stop you, so...
Yeah, good luck, buddy. But, you know, it's not what you're expecting. It's not... bad? Some people have had very violent reactions to it. I'm going to invite you all to rewind about 10 minutes and just listen to my reaction.
I can see the peaks from here.
Yeah, I can also see those. I am also an adult. Contrary to all evidence that may prove otherwise. And I can remove myself enough to, like, some people are going to really fucking dig this.
Yeah. It's really important to see the good things in stuff you don't like and the bad things in stuff you do.
Yeah.
It's,
and
that's maturity.
It grew on me by the end.
Yeah.
Like, the last drink I had was totally peachy. Peachy cane.
It did not taste like peaches.
No. It didn't taste like peaches. You're right. but, so, I mean, I'm going to give it, like, a 60.
You can give it based on your personal tastes.
I mean, my personal taste is that I don't particularly dig it, but other people might. I'm going to give it a 60.
Okay.
But, I mean, anise isn't for me, but that doesn't mean it's not for anybody.
Yeah. That seems fair.
Yep.
What I was thinking, this soda is like a board game that you got off Kickstarter.
Uh-oh.
That you tried out a couple times on your own and managed to get a game together with friends.
Yep.
And you really enjoy it, but nobody else wants to play it with you. And you're just like, man, sure do like looking at that on my shelf.
Oh, no.
But I had a nice time. I'll give this a 74.
All right. So 60, 74, 67.
Yeah. Seems fine.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, yeah. Next time you're out in the land, Dune Inder, it's a little... Little accent.
Was it?
Trip for you.
Is that what that was?
You can look up Old Cascade.
Was it an
beverages
accent?
Sarsaparilla.
Was it supposed to be an Australian
and
accent?
You can just have yourself
a
real fine time. Tell me what the bottom of the bottle tastes like. If you can get a hold of some of this and drink a whole bottle on your own, because we had to split this. Tell me what it tastes like at the end.
Will you
want
to buy me one more time? I don't think that was an Australian accent.
So this is going to be, we're going to give Abby a break here so that you can go perform on stage.
Yeah!
So the next couple episodes, if all goes to plan, it'll be a Magfest.
Ooh, yeah, Magfest!
Yeah.
Wahoo!
Yeah.
I'm going to be singing and dancing and dying on stage.
Me too!
Hooray!
But it will be a much bigger problem.
Yeah, it would definitely be a bigger problem. It's not in the script for you, buddy. Okay, but I really need you to run that by me one more time, because that was definitely not an Australian accent.
Thanks for 121 great episodes. I'll see you later, soda pals.
Oh, God!